Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo. Back in effect. Yep, today's show, to the grit of it all. It's your host, I am him. And today's topic, ghetto. What is this term really defined? I mean, you got to be real. This term is used so loosely that it's almost just become part of us. It's just, we just think ghetto is just a way of being cool or hip or being. That's not the case at all. So that's why we're here, you know, to the grit of it all, trying to get to the bottom of it. So we're going to jump it off, you know. And I think we got, first of all, let's say thanks to all the farmers that stand tuned in. Thanks for a small break. So, you know, it's all cool. Back at it. You know, fresh topic. There's nothing going on over this past week and a half. Dig it up. Keep writing. Get stuff out there on the table. So, ghetto. Now, I often hear people from different races, creeds, whatever. Well, going down to the ghetto, as if it's actually somewhere that you're going, and it's specific designed as a ghetto, because there is no design for ghetto. It's just we learn this word and place on things that, I guess, from our vision, got a little low standard of living or low income area, you know, more poverty area. And we associate that to ghetto, not going to ghetto, and a psychological thing, you know, place in place. Think of ghetto as less identified and look at you and your likeness, your family, your friends, your peers, and then, you know, it's a negative situation. Talking about ghetto. So, another thing we've been doing, I want to bring up that coming here just come to death. Gonna be starting the running program and the garden and club and all that coming up this spring. Coming off, I want to but be on the lookout for that. That's on fire. Facebook or ID some of the guys. Pretty sure they're on there. It's going to make some stuff. Make stuff. Now, get to it. Now, the way the show works today, we're going to take pause. We did it before, but sometimes we have to take pause. Don't be real. That just don't work right. Technology is here for us. It don't necessarily mean it don't work. But today, you know, full effect. And we'll be opening the line up to callers, you know, so we can get public opinion, public conversation back on the ghetto people that kind of associate a lot of people that's on their understanding of the word. Like, I'm not a Christian. I don't like ghetto. You ain't ghetto. I just. But what we do is, you know, we have to keep a little privacy. What I just do is we call out the last 4 digits, numbers, call us. Hear your last 4 digits. I'm going to ask. Or basically tell you that why the people are on the air. To be free to comment or ask any questions that you want. As long as it's pertaining to the topic. So I'm not opening up and then ask me for, you know, do I know where who's open right now serving food? Stuff like that. So just be mindful. You know, people are weird out here. So I'm speaking on the first caller. I'm going to open the lines up. Caller 011 think I'm going to open the line up for you, brother.
Peace, brother. Peace, okay. I'm
saved. Oh, yeah, what's going on with y'all, brother? How you doing with your name? Where you calling from?
Father Lynn, calling from Cleveland, Ohio. Brother Montu, straight off the five, CHCB. Let's go. To the grid of it all.
Oh, yeah, y'all. My Jews, what's happening? you know, I don't be recognizing these numbers, man. So, you know, the last 4 days kind of threw me. You know, I was just saying, we're dealing with this technology, man. So it's almost like remembering numbers is obsolete stuff nowadays.
Word.
But, yeah, man, to the degree of it all, ghetto, what is concerned, really defining, you know, I was just briefing the public before I seen the cross saying that, you know, we use this word so loosely. What's your opinion, man, on ghetto? How you feel about that? Are you ghetto? You from the ghetto?
I'm not. See, when we get into it, I'm not from the ghetto. I'm not from the ghetto. I don't consider myself to be. I don't attach myself to that bracket of language. I don't attach myself to that bracket of language.
Ghetto is a systematic word. Man. Ain't no such thing as no damn ghetto. That's what they. That's a propaganda term.
Propaganda term. ACT word.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, go ahead.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? So when you say ghetto. You just trying to be derogatory, like it's like a slur, you know?
Right, like marginalized.
Yeah. But at the same token, we can't say that word hasn't taken on its own mentality.
I was saying the same thing. Like it's got the word got its own power now.
It do. But in all actuality, like I say, you only see ghettos on TVs, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or it be the projects or some shit. Like, it's just a stereotype, like we say. But it has formulated its own culture, so to speak.
So to speak, it's become like a psychological hurdle.
Yeah, most definitely.
You know, once you recognize the definition or the visualization of how it was given to you, it starts to gel into your everyday life. That's part of your now reality, that there is a ghetto and there is a not ghetto.
Right.
So, you know, once you say, well, okay, there is a ghetto, now, you see, like you said, all the visuals of they'll show you trash on the street. You may live on a street that, for real, is a clean street.
Mm-hmm.
But it's ghetto. Yeah. It's ghetto how they've been showing you it is that, you know, or they say, like, where we grew up at, down on St. Clair. We ain't Cleveland, Ohio, you know, St. Clair. We grew up down here. But, okay, anyway, they'll say, like, well, you grew up on St. Clair. Well, that's ghetto. Well, to me, being from what's described as, you know, public ghetto or whatever. To me, the hype ghetto. Because ghetto, to me, is just, the only power I give it is ignorance. It's like the same power people give the word nigger. They know what I'm saying? It's just ignorance. So the suburbs is ghetto for me. Solon is ghetto. Aurora is ghetto. Who not ghetto if we following the definition of the word ghetto?
Right. Those who live in Aurora?
Oh, they ain't ghetto, huh?
Nah, not according to ghetto.
Man, in order to be ghetto, man, you have to be impoverished, man. You have to be fully broken, not trying to form no type of a foundation for self-sustainability,
man, when you say ghetto, man, you're talking about an oppressed, ostracized, neglected. You talking about that type of mentality, man, and that shit, you know what I'm saying, that, so to speak, it fuels with what's going on now. You know what I'm saying? People, you don't even say, we ain't got to say ghetto no more. We say hoods now. You know what I'm saying? That's just as worse. That might be worse. But it's, man, it's all psychological, like you saying, man. People just, they need that drama. You know what I'm saying? We didn't let the TV tell us what the ghetto was, which turned into the hoods. And now we gotta add that drama like it is on TV.
Yeah.
But you know that's how they've been, you know, they started back in the day with that Good Time.
Oh yeah,
Once Good Time took off, man, it was on and popping. To the grid of it all, Blog Talk, man. We gonna take a pause. There's another call on the line. Call the 9572. We gonna let 9572
I don't know if that's my phone number. Are you going by people's phone numbers? Hello?
Yes, I am. I'm going by the last four digits.
Oh, the last four digits of someone's phone number. Okay, 9572. That would be me.
Okay, what's the name where you're calling from?
I'm calling from the Cleveland area, but I'm actually calling from Cleveland Heights. And you want my name?
Sure.
Okay, my name is Karen Hale. Is my name. I have some other names too, but I was raised on St. Clair, 96 in St. Clair. I moved on St. Clair. My parents moved on St. Clair when I was 3 years old. I moved off of St. Clair when I was 35. So the same house that my parents moved into was the house that I lived in until I was 35 years old. And I thought that ghetto, the meaning of the word, just stood for a place that had one particular ethnic group of people conglomerating, and it didn't have anything to do with poor, rich, or anything like that. It was just any part of a city where there was a predominant ethnicity. It was called a ghetto, and I don't believe that it had any racial or social class connected to it in the beginning. So what it turned into, maybe, you know, over the years it turned into meaning something different than that, but that was my understanding of what a ghetto was. So when the brother said that, Mentu, didn't we live on 96 together? Well, I guess he's gone. But anyway, so when someone says that Solon is a ghetto, you know, Aurora is a ghetto, just going by the fact that there's a certain kind of a group of people that are the same living there, I could see him saying that that's a ghetto also.
Well,
that's my take.
You make a good point there. But you would like to thank you for calling in, and you make a good point where I kind of do understand where you know, Solon and the rest of the, like you say, everywhere, if you're going to go according to the term of the word, everywhere has its ghetto then. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I said, it's not really, shouldn't be associated to any ethnic background. It's more or less a standard of living for certain types of people, given definition from another person who considers their class as being above the one that they're calling ghetto. So, you know, I hear stars, I hear people on different status levels use the word so loosely. So it's something like people who are actually affected by the word itself or take offense to being categorized as being ghetto, we gotta kind of get a little stronger hold on understanding not to take these words to heart, not to use it, because the more we use them, the more we personify those words, the more it gives power to those words. Like, not just any particular color, but people of the struggle, it's harder for you to get out because you're concentrating on the movie. Zero, 112, you back on the air. What's going on with
you? All right, all right. Yeah, we back on, we back on. The last caller, yeah, hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the last caller there, she made some great points, and I appreciate that feedback. It definitely, because I'm a youngster, so definitely hearing, what the word might have transformed into, you know, over the years.
Right.
I definitely see that perspective.
Right. I mean, when you say ghetto, man, I think of New Jack City, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When we say ghetto, it's instinctively it's talking about black people. You know what I'm saying? So she had a valid point. She had a valid point. You know what I'm saying? I just felt that, you know, they synonymous with each other. You know, only we have bad connotations that stick. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you got a horrible word, so to speak. Whenever you got a horrible word, it's always tied to black people, man. They got all type of terminologies for us, all type of classifications, categories, and all whatever not. But like, she had a valid point. I ain't got nothing to rebuttal what she said. I totally agree with her. Totally.
Yeah, I mean that's getting to the grid of it.
To the grid of it all.
You know what? We appreciate the callers, man. We try to make sure that our equipment is up and going, because these types of calls that we need to get that call, that public. We need to hear the public speak that to keep us going. Let us know that we discussing what needed to be help out and continue the agenda of rebuilding the community. A lot of us were involved helped tear down. So, you know, to the grid of all, Blog Talk Bank, but all the way to the grid, finding what the word ghetto, you know, really mean and how it really weighs in on a lot of us out here. Not me per se, but, you know, in a whole, it's one of the problems. So you brother's
Brother Cook here, please. He's currently in a meeting with the Sandman, and I think they didn't close the deal.
Oh, that brother! Oh man, that's terrible. But, I was telling them earlier, man, you know, it's just supposed to be back on the air. Told them, you know, we took a little break, but like I said, we got shows lined up for them. You know, we're just tailed back, doing our little research, making sure that the topics are precise with what's going on, making sure they stay going about and current with information that has to do with GHCD. So, like I said, spring coming up, everybody knows gardening club, running club, and, you know, just getting out there. So, y'all, you ready for the summer and the spring, Jimmy?
It's our year. It's our year.
I mean, you trying to tell them that. They just listen. I guess, you know, greatness has a certain arrogance to it, you know. Right now, I guess it is kind of great when you know that you're great and know when the greatness is coming upon. That's great. Just
it's great to be part of such a great organization, you know? What's that beeping? Is that feedback on?
No, the phone breaking up the service. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I said a monster, bro. You know, that
sounds better. Gosh, that's for real. My fault, man. It's the service.
Oh, no, man. You know how we do after the show. But I'm going to blow it out after the show. Is it another... I'm blow it out because we're gonna have to get into a finally manufactured cigar and go over tonight's show. It's been a nice, good show, man. It's been good, like I said, be back on the air. It's been about a week and a half since we've been off the air. And just to be back on here, man, it just feels so great getting to the grid of it all. Ghetto, you know, I guess for some people right now, we being ghetto, you know.
Shout out to that queen on the other line, man. We greatly appreciate you. And your input, thank you for real, because a nation is only as strong as they women, man, and it take a strong one to speak up. I say
that's what we need, man. We need, like we talking about before. We need the sisters who understand that all brothers, when we get together and talk about the women, we not always just trying to get into the butt. We be the there's men who appreciate the mind and the feminine construct of the women and they hold natural opinions. The same way that they sit back and talk about, you know, the guy they sing or whatever. I mean, we don't sit and just fantasize about the woman of our thing, but we do sit back and kind of give a visual of the women of our standard that we would like beside us. So, yeah, we do appreciate y'all. You know, we need the women behind us, man. We need y'all holding us up. You know, first of all, we need a lot more of some of the common heritage, common destiny young men to stand up, you know, and come out here, because women ain't going to have your back playing standing straight up as if you're trying to go to war for them and the kids. So, you know, we love the women.
Yes, we do. The beautiful black queens, y'all, some goddesses.
So, you know, like I was saying, you from the ghetto, Marshu?
I'm sorry? No. I'm from a community that lost its sense, and once we gain it back, we're going to be a beautiful, beautiful people.
Oh, yeah. Do you act ghetto?
That's that TV shit, man.
Well, I guess you
connected it to being black.
No, I don't act ghetto.
You don't act black?
I act like me.
Okay. Okay.
The only answer to the question, are you ghetto, would be a question. Because you would have to tell me what ghetto is from your perspective before I can even answer. You know what I mean?
What's ghetto?
Right.
So that's what we're going to do now. We need to start getting these people to, we're going to start testing vocabulary. I used to think food was fun. I tell everybody all the time, man, you know, I was bad and devious, you know, did my little dirt, but I was a nerd, man. I liked school. I like reading and writing and arithmetic. I like gym and science. I like school. And we're going to put people back in school because for real, if you're not on a consistent studying base, which, I mean, studying yourself and everything around, then you really ain't caught up because you really don't know what's going on for real.
Right.
That's why, you know what I'm saying? That's why these people out here think they ghetto. They don't know that ghetto don't exist. If somebody had to tell you what ghetto meant when they introduced the word, you wouldn't even know it exists.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's why I kind of want to get people to just start looking at stuff like that. So, you know, we work on people to the grid of it all, Blog Talk Radio, man. We keep working hard trying to make sure everything is at good. Did you say something?
I said CACB, let's go.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, the phone was breaking up, just like how you just said. Well, I guess we got that bad connection today. But like I said, it's been beautiful being on the line. It was good having a female caller in for a change. Again, we appreciate that. And ma'am, miss, sister, queen, we would appreciate it also if you share the number, share the time that we come on. We need more listeners, more supporters, more females at the table of discussion, rebuilding with the men. You know what I'm saying? Because this what I do know is if a table full of men sit together and put together a new structure or a rebuilding, it's not going to accommodate women still kind of chauvinistic. Because we didn't have any feminine energy or feminine thought process in on that. So we need y'all to sit at the table with us. I, per se, don't like sitting eating dinner every night with a table full of men. I like sitting with women and at the table.
Right, right.
So let's build, you know what I'm saying? Let's build, drop the ghetto. I don't care how you act, sister. You can come in, shout, scream, do some flips. As long as you being yourself and expressing your positive energy, I'm cool with that. There is no weird. There's no ghetto. Stay on To The Grid of It All Blog Talk Radio. We're telling the world there is no more ghetto time. From this point on, it do not exist. Practice that. Take it out of your vocabulary. When you take it out, you'll be able to see different. So when you know something, you know how to do something. That's how we do it, man. We stay to the grid of it all. Appreciate Father Men and Brother Montu for calling in.
Yes, sir. It's all love.
Hotep, Ashe.
You know, we coming in on that 90-second turn. Anybody want to shout out while you're on the line?
Let me shout out up-and-coming group, African Unification.
Let me shout out
CRM. They got a march coming up Saturday, April 4th, from MLK to the Free Stamp downtown, man.
CRM.
Historical. Please be there. Queen, I would love to meet you in person there. That's one of the places where we can start the rebuilding process. But CRM, April 4th, Saturday, we marching. Injustice. We black, man. Let's go.
Father Man, you ain't done.
CRM, Detroit. Shout out everywhere, really. California, Cleveland, the land, 216.
You know, we always got to shout out to D. You know, they be on it.
Yeah, I'm done.
That's what it is. So y'all know we're going to get out of here. We appreciate you. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Same place, same time. I'm on my way to enjoy this cigar, brother.
Yeah.